Dear siblings in Christ, beloved in the Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Saying those words for me is so important to start every single sermon, especially in times like this, as the days seem darker, literally darker. The night is getting longer and longer, and the daytime is getting shorter and shorter. As we hear about the numbers of COVID cases arising all around us and restrictions for gathering together indoors and gathering together for social events and family and friends, as long anticipated parties and get-togethers are being canceled or at least dwindled back, it's so easy to get lost and to get stuck in the darkness and in the heartache of these days. And so it's so important for me on days like today, on days like every single day, as I begin a sermon or just a day of life in general, to remember those words from Psalm 118, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." We hear similar words from Psalm 100 that we just heard a few moments ago about giving thanks to God, about singing our praises to God, about being grateful to God in all things, in all days. It's so important. We've got the holiday of Thanksgiving coming up in just 1 week, and it looks so different this year than it did last year or the year before or the year before or the year before. But we are still thankful. We are still going to celebrate this day of all of the gifts that God has given to us, of all of the ways that we can be thankful. Now, if you're like myself, when I first started to even write those words down on a piece of paper, I scratched my head and I said, "Really, Arwen? Really? Because I'm writing these words, but I think I'm writing these words to really convince myself that it's all okay, to really convince myself that there is still so much to be thankful for. Because in my own heart, I'm longing for some of these things that I had been planning since like last year. Last year at Thanksgiving, we said, oh, let's do this next year. Last year, I said, hey, let's do this for so-and-so's birthday. Hey, let's do this for this occasion. Hey, let's plan this for next year. Hey, how about thinking about vacations or camping trips or hiking trips that we can go on together with different friends and families? Things that have not yet come to pass in this year." And so as I wrote down those words about how important Psalm 100 is, and as I tried to even remember in my own mind how important that line from Psalm 118 is, I really did scratch my head a little bit and say, "Really, Arwen?" Because I think I'm trying to convince myself of this. But how am I going to convince myself? How am I going to convince the congregation of this if I'm having a hard time even convincing myself of all of the things to be thankful for? But God has such a wonderful way of sort of smacking me in the face, gently and lovingly, of course, and saying, "All right, look here, kid, pay attention." So I opened up the scriptures a little bit more, and I found this beautiful passage that we just heard from Philippians, from Paul's letter to the Philippians. "I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now." And Paul goes on and on and on about how wonderful they are and how they're doing God's work and how they are being bold witnesses. And then in verse 8, Paul writes, "For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus." Hear those words just one more time. Paul is writing to the church, "How I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus." Paul understands a little bit, or we understand a little bit, of what Paul was feeling when he longed to be with his church. But Paul, when he wrote this letter to the church in Philippi, was not longing for that congregation just because he was separated from the distance of a few states or because of the fear of a pandemic. Paul was writing this to the church because he was in prison. Paul had been imprisoned, persecuted, because of his faith, because he believed that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is our Savior, that Jesus is God, and God is a God of love and salvation and mercy for every single one of us. And even Paul, who was the oppressor at one point, said, "Nothing will stop me, and I will share the love of Jesus with all the world even to the point where he was imprisoned more than once. But even as he's imprisoned, he didn't do what I sort of did and scratched my head reading Psalm 100 saying, really? Oh no, I'm trying to convince myself of this. Paul just starts writing this letter to his congregation in Philippi saying, I thank my God for you every single day, for the work that we are doing together through Christ Jesus our Lord to bring about God's work and God's will and God's mission and God's peace in this world. How I long for you, even though I can't be with you because here I am in prison for doing God's work, but how I long for you and how I'm joyful in what you are doing and how I am giving thanks to God. Whew. That was definitely like a little God smack smack, Arwen, pay attention. Because even though sometimes we feel like we're in prison right now, we're stuck in our homes, we can't go to the store every 5 seconds like we used to do, we can't gather together and have big parties with our friends, we are not. We are free and we are blessed. We are able to watch church online. We are able to call our friends on the phone. We are able to utilize Zoom and Facebook and all these other ways of gathering together with people that we love, of gathering together and still being Jesus' disciples in this world, of still reaching out in everything that we say and do to be God's children, making this world a better place. So often I think that we get our minds muddled and we think that being thankful means that we're so happy and we're so joyful for what it is that we have received. And that if we don't have what we want, then our thanksgivings aren't really forefront. They're not really there. But being thankful isn't about being glad for getting what we want. Being thankful is being grateful for what blessings do indeed surround us already. We are blessed. We are so, so blessed. Even in the middle of a global pandemic, we are so blessed because Jesus has gifted us love and freedom and peace and mercy. And Jesus blesses us to be the church, to bring blessings to other people. Jesus blesses us and he calls on us for ways that we can still reach out to others, even if not live and in person, ways to reach out to one another in compassion and care, ways to check in to make sure that our neighbors have the food that they need, ways to make sure that we are still reaching out as Christmas will be approaching in just a month, that we can think about different ways of gifting for our loved ones, about utilizing good gifts through the ELCA, about sponsoring families through different agencies in our neighborhoods, about giving gifts to the food pantry here at Epiphany and others in our communities, ways to feed, ways to care, ways to nurture the world around us. We are so blessed, even in the midst of a pandemic, even when we feel as though we're not getting what we want. We have so much to be thankful and grateful for because of the blessings that surround us all. And so in these next days, in this next week, in this next month, may we consider all of the things that God has already blessed us with. May we not get stuck in wallowing over the grievances, over the things that grieve our hearts, the things that we want so badly, the ways that we want to gather together. Let us not be consumed by those, but let us be consumed by the blessings that Jesus has given to us and the ways that Jesus calls us to be a blessing in the world. May we go forth every day, reminding ourselves as many times as we must and as hard as we must, that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. We simply must. If St. Paul could do it from prison, we can do it for our siblings in Christ, for our neighbors, for our community. We can be a blessing to others, to share God's love, to share the thanksgivings that we have. to let our gratefulness and our joyfulness grow and grow and be a light in the darkness of this world. May we be thankful always. In Jesus' name, amen.